Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, if you were listening to the Spirit Radio Fitness Challenge, one of the things that we were asked to do was to go for a swim in the sea. But my next guest definitely is taking that to a whole other level. I don't know if you've heard of the Ocean 7. Well, it's 7 long distance open swims that really are the ultimate challenge for marathon swimmers. It includes places like the English Channel, the North Channel between Scotland and Northern Ireland, the Strait of Gibraltar. There's swims in California, Japan and New Zealand as well. And actually, in terms of swimming all 7 of them, only a handful of people have actually done that. It's no easy feat. But my next guest has recently made a huge stride towards joining that special group. He's more than halfway there because he has completed 5 out of the 7 swims. I'm joined in studio by Jan Lazarenko. Jan, thanks a million for coming into studio today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Okay, so when I heard about your story, I kind of thought, were you one of those people that just loved swimming since you were a young child? But you actually only started swimming in the last few years.
Yeah, 3 years ago, yeah. I started swimming at the seafront in Bray, you know.
And why did you start to swim? What was it that kind of got you into it in the first place?
I had a few operations on my knees, you know, from different type of training. And I used to go to the seafront to get the pain away. And then I came up with this idea that in my beloved country where I was born in Moldova, there was a conflict between 6 counties of the north where there is a military base of Russia. And there was a huge conflict in there. So I decided, came up with this idea of swimming the length of the river Dniester. And I swam 240 kilometers in 8 days, about 3 months after I started swimming.
How did you actually do that? Because when people hear, first of all, you started swimming and 3 months later, 240 kilometers. Must have been the minute you got in, you started, you just didn't stop.
No, it's I just think we humans, we can do anything as long as our you know, if your heart wants, you know, your body can do anything. And, you know, I try my best to put my heart into anything I do. And I started in February, and on the 20th of June, the marathon kicked in. Nobody believed, even the government in there didn't believe. And the OSCE, you know, the Organization of the Security of Europe, they are the only one who backed me up. And I swam for peace. And when I reached the 8th day, the last 30 kilometers, every day I was doing 30 kilometers. And they were just, nobody believed until then. But, you know, I did it, and it wasn't easy. But I thought I had to take it to the next level, which was, you know, go international to highlight the problem in Moldova with migration. It's exactly like in Ireland happened 100 years ago, you know, whatever, 50 years ago when people were migrating to America. In Moldova, it's a huge problem that people migrate and their children are left behind with, you know, neighbors, with grandparents, whatever. And the children are, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to raise money, and I build sports grounds, sports facilities for them, and I get them into, basically I take them off the streets and I get them occupied and choose a better life. So that's what I've been doing after that big swim. You know, I just swam 5 channels, as you said, and the last 2 were just out of this world, you know. They're all hard.
So tell us about, from your first swim, which was, first of all, such a massive achievement. And as you say, Jan, people kind of thought, you're not going to do it, but you obviously believed in yourself. Where did you go from there?
I did that in 2013. I did that on the 20th of June. I started, as I said, for 8 days, and then I went. It was very hard for me to recover after them 8 days. It took me a few months, like, seriously. It was very hard. But then in the next year, I did an ice mile, which was in the Wicklow Mountains. You do an ice mile, it's called, to swim a mile nonstop, just in your togs, and a temperature below 5 degrees, which was about 2.3. And basically, I started from there. That was the ice mile. I swim since then all over through the winter. And then I went and I did in the 11th of May in Gibraltar, in 4 hours and 30 minutes. And then 3 months later, I swam English Channel in 13 hours. And I kept going.
How do you keep going for 13 hours?
I think you just have to motivate yourself, you know what I mean? I think, you know, I owe a lot to this country. You know, I came in here 20 years ago, and I was only with my girlfriend then. And now we have 2 beautiful children, which I'm grateful for. And, you know, I always look at it, you know, this country did a lot for me, so I have to give something back, which I try my best. And, of course, Moldova I care about because I was born there. And you keep going because you have motivation. You know, you look at, you know, we are blessed because we have our health, and thank God, you know, for everything we have. And, you know, you have to pass on. I think we owe this planet to give something back. That's the way I look at it. And, you know, you just can't walk through life doing nothing, you know, because I think in the last 20, 30 years, we became, humans became, you know, greedy, money, you know, materialistic. You know, we forgot about being, you know, loving each other and helping each other. And that's my advice. When I swim, all my swims are for peace, for love, you know, and to help one another, you know.
And is that what is going through your mind in terms of kind of keeping yourself going and motivating yourself? What do you think about when you're in the sea for 13 hours?
As I said, you know, I have a lot to motivate. My parents died very young, you know, and of course I pray and I hope they look after me. But you know, I motivate because of, you know, I think how blessed I am and for what I achieved and for what, you know, and I look at them children who are back home and have nothing, and I promise them that I will get them, you know, what I promised, you know, sports grounds. And thank God, you know, we did actually build this year, and I think it was the 14th of May. We built our first sports ground, which was over 50,000 euro. Mm. And it's for over 500 children. And we got, you know, from we didn't generate much money, but we were helped by the German Federation of Football. So we are doing our best. And here in Bray as well, I get motivated by, you know, a lot of children, you know, we have so many opportunities now and they don't take the chances. So I'm trying to motivate them by showing that yes, you can if you want. You know what I mean? If you want, you can do it. And you know, we do Bray Dippers every Friday at the seafront. We do loads of swims during the year. And I motivate with my family, as I said to you. There is a lot of things I can motivate with, you know.
Yeah, and just giving back to the community. But I know that this time last year, this very time last year, you were undertaking a swim. Were you swimming at night?
Yes, exactly this time. Last month, I was just if we look at the Hawaiian time, I was leaving the Molokai Island. It was 7 o'clock in the evening, about 10 to 7, and it was getting dark. And apparently, I didn't know why we're starting at dark, because they told me initially that it's only because it's calmer, the Pacific is calmer, which I don't think it was. It was about a mile into the swim when the storm started. About 20 feet of waves, like it was scary. But I kept going. 18 hours I swam, as you said, and 12 of them were through the dark. And when we finished, my pilot said, "You see, I told you, you know, at the dark it's good to swim." And I said, "Why was that?" And he says, "Because there is no sharks. They can't see you."
Oh my goodness. Have you come across any sharks?
I did see sharks about 5 feet. Big, about 5 feet big in Pacific, but not as big as I seen 3 weeks earlier. I did the Catalina Channel, which is the off the coast of California. The Catalina Channel was crazy swim as well. 8 hours, 40 was into the dark, and a lot of lights around. In the Pacific, they don't put lights on the boat because they bring everything off under from the ocean. But in here, they kept lights on, and we did see a white shark about 5 meters off me. The pilot said, "Keep going, don't worry about her, she won't do anything." And touch wood, she didn't. I think she likes, you know, the Irish or the Moldovans.
You really must have trusted the pilot there. So you've done 5 out of 7. Is the plan, Jan, to do the two remaining swims?
Yes, the plan is, and I'm hoping, you know, there is an Irish person who achieved that actually already. It's Stephen Redmond, a good friend of mine from Cork. He's the first person on the planet to do that.
Wow. A guy from Ireland?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Stephen Redmond. I think he had a big sponsors, and, you know, the whole community helped him. You know, I'm hoping to do them in one go, which I already did 5 out of 5 in one go. Hoping to become the second Irish, and I think it's six or seven people on the planet who did the all 7.
That's incredible. So what's the timescale?
We are looking at the moment maybe February to do the New Zealand, but I would like to keep that for my next birthday, you know, next January, not this one, the one after.
Yeah.
But Japan is already booked, the Tsugaru Channel between the two islands, it's already booked on the 25th of July next year. So off to Japan, you know, hopefully I'll find some sponsors because they are pretty costly.
Of course,
you know, like
yeah.
the you're talking like the boat only, it's like 5,000-6,000 euro.
The one that has to look after you and make sure
and you put
the lights on the sharks.
Yes.
Well, it is just an incredible achievement, and we're looking forward to hearing from you after Japan, after, please God, that goes well. It's just as you said at the start, I think what we are capable of achieving is so much more than we imagine, and we just have to really believe in ourselves.
Yes.
So thank you so much for joining us in studio today.
Thank you. I've been
chatting to Jan in studio today. Jan Lazarenko has done 5 out of the Ocean 7, and on track to do the 6th and the 7th in the next few years. It's an amazing feat, I have to say.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.